My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, it is Brian Anderson. Hey, BA, how are you?
You know what? I'm good, guys. I got kind of blindsided by the call. I'm going down to the lobby at the hotel we're at to get coffee, not realizing that, well, we're in Los Angeles. So,
oh, you forgot what time it was?
It's 9 a.m., and I see the number pop up calling me, and I'm like, oh, I guess that's right. And I got an Uber coming so I can get to the gym. Whatever.
All right, anyway, so where are you? Are you waiting for this Uber then? Are we standing outside?
Standing outside, waiting for the Uber at this hotel called the Langham in Pasadena. It's like its own resort on its own property. I mean, it's a massive, like, Victorian-style old hotel. You know, it's got everything. Courtyards, restaurants. I mean, it's like its own little entity.
Because there used to be that, like, on the other side of the freeway from the ballpark, right? Have we got the right city? Yeah. That there was, like a movie theater and, one of those first outdoor strip mall places that, like, when you were playing, you would stay over there, right? It's like a Hilton or something across the street.
Are you talking about Anaheim?
Yeah, I was talking Anaheim, yeah. Oh, you're
in
L.A.
We're
L.A.
We're actually in Pasadena.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, we're in Pasadena. We're playing the Dodgers.
But maybe you can go over there and see Archie Griffin's new statue.
Yeah, wave at the Rose Bowl for me.
Oh, I know. You know what? A couple years ago, some of the guys went and did the tour, and we're just, loving it. I should have done it because it is an iconic sports venue, but, yeah, not so much.
All right.
No,
I was just going to say, I need some baseball help here because I just don't know how to feel about the Guardians. Like, up and down, up and down. They dropped 2 out of 3 from New York. They got swept in Milwaukee, so they've lost 5 of their last 6 games, yet they still have one of the best records in the American League. The pitching is kind of, it's thrift shopping for when it comes to starting pitching for the Guardians right now. I need you to settle me down and go, you know what, they're 20 games over 500, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, well, I think that that's the case, and I think what it proves to you and what I have seen with my own eyes, we play these teams and we just, who was it? Arizona. So we had just played the Diamondbacks. They come into town. They had won 9 of their last 10. Their record was ridiculous. They had won 9 consecutive series. The record since prior to the All-Star break, I mean, their numbers were ridiculous. Like, they came in as hot as any team that we've seen all year. And it's not like the Rays have been world beaters this year. They've been very up and down. They have been the very definition of a 500 team. So anyway, Arizona comes rolling into town with all these accolades, 9 consecutive series. They've won 9 of their last 10, 18 of their last 22, whatever it was. I think it was 18 of their last 22. They roll into town, and the Rays sweep them. And as they sweep them, it wasn't even that the Rays played great and swept them. It was like, this is the hottest team in baseball? They're okay. I mean, they're a nice team. They're not a great. That just, we keep talking about that as this season continues to go along, that there are no great teams. There's a lot of parity, a lot of mediocre, and even your very best teams, and Cleveland obviously with their record would qualify as one of those in the game, are going to have spurts where they look like they can't get out of their own way. That's just it. That's the baseball season. And what that tells you is that it is anybody's game. You are not going to be able to narrow down. You may be able to get down to a couple of favorites, but not with any level of confidence that they're going to win a World Series. I think it is up for grabs all around.
Why do you think that is, BA? Like, why do you think this year is the year where, and you're 100% right, everybody's flawed. Everybody has some fatal flaw to them. The Orioles, once you get past Burns, and I can never remember the second kid who's throwing well, their starting pitching is a mess. Their bullpen has been just okay. The lineup has been awesome. You can look at the Phillies, and you could say the same thing about their bullpen. It's been kind of a mess, but the lineup is really good. Everybody has a fatal flaw. The Dodgers can't get a starter to go more than five innings without ending up on the DL, or right. IL, I should say.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I don't know why that is, because a lot of these teams have gone out and made moves to try to solidify their club. Baltimore went out and traded for Zach Eflin from the Rays. Well, he had four starts with them, and he's now on the IL. So, they're trying to do things. They're just, a lot of injuries. I think that's a big reason for a lot of this, because if you look at Baltimore, and if they had a healthy starting rotation, you'd be like, okay, no doubt, run away. And if they had Bautista as their closer, instead of, messing around with the guys that they've been messing around with, that would be a whole lot, easier. But you've got all these injuries. So I think that that's a big reason why, because these GMs have tried to solidify and fortify their team as best they could, but it's just, there have been too many guys on the IL, and like you said, there's just too many flaws. You're never going to build the perfect team. You can get close, but then you have to have help, and you have to have guys performing up to their abilities, and that's not something that's happening around the game. And so that's why I said it's literally it's anybody's tournament whenever they get into it.
All right, BA, give me some perspective on this too, because I'm super curious, because you've alluded to it, you've talked about it, and we've talked about the way minutia goes within a game when managers need to make decisions. Okay, and so. Stephen Vogt got off to a super, super hot start for a manager, and everything seemed to be clicking and everything seems to be right. Every once in a while you start watching and you're like, oh, why are they pitching to this guy? Why'd they leave him in so long? You start to question, which I think everyone does in baseball. It's the nature of the game. It doesn't matter what level. How much of that is on the manager, and how much of it is realistically coming from the front office to say, analytics is saying that I don't care how good Aaron Judge is, we're still going to pitch to him in this situation. Like, it's hard for me to look at a manager, any manager in baseball right now, and not think and wonder, well, is the general manager making the call on this, or is he making the call?
Yeah, well, I think there are degrees of that. Okay. I think there are degrees of that, but I think that most of the moves are almost predetermined. If we have a lead and we get to this part of the order in this part of the game, this is how our bullpen is going to be set up. The matchups are already preset. And that's why, you see moves made sometimes where you're like, why are we doing this? Like the other night, Shane Boz, Shane Boz is starting against Oakland, and he is cruising. And it's a tight game. He's gone 7 2/3 shutout. I think he's given up two or three hits. Just absolutely dominant. And so with two outs in the eighth inning, a guy hits a ground ball. It's a right-handed hitter. So you've got the semi-shift on. So, the second baseman is kind of pulled up the middle. First baseman off the bag. And he gets a fastball away, and he hits a dribbler into right field. Kevin Cash immediately pops up and goes out to get him. Mm-hmm. And Boz was livid. Livid. And even in his post-game comments, he was saying, hey, it's not my call, but, it worked out, good for the team. He said all the right things. But you could just tell by his body language, some of the things he said when he was on the mound, and Cash was taking the ball from him. But that's not the greatest of examples, but it was just like, are you kidding me? Like, that ground ball to right field, that's why he comes out. He has been absolutely overpowering these guys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they come and get him. You see other guys where they saw it with Savali early this year. He had gone five innings. I think he'd given up a hit. 5 shutout innings, 1 hit, maybe 2 hits, and he comes out of the game. 66 pitches, 68 pitches, something like that, because it was getting ready to start the third time through the order. They didn't even let him go out there. I'm like, this is as dominant as we've seen this kid. And he gets pulled for literally no reason. I mean, it wasn't like he was 5 innings, 100 pitches, and you could say, well, pitch count, a lot of work. You know, he had nothing. 5 innings, 66 pitches, shut out baseball, 1-2 hits, and he gets pulled? Well, because you made that decision at 4:30. And a lot of that is predetermined. I would say that in the case of Stephen Vogt, I mean, he may have some wiggle room, but I think a lot of the decisions that are made are coming far above his head. That would be my opinion. That would be, especially a rookie manager. And I know that, you know, that Cleveland, much like the Rays, they are so into the analytics and the metrics that really rules the day. That's how they're going to manage their team. That's how they're going to run their team. They're going to put their trust in the spreadsheets.
The best friend of the show, Brian Anderson, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Of course, you know him as a former Indian and now the current color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. All right, BA, we are getting into the time of year. These guys have played 130 games. It's starting to grind. It's starting to wear. What are you doing as a player to get yourself ready for September baseball? And how are you conquering the fact that, let's just face it, you're probably worn out after the grind that is this season?
Get to bed. I mean, that's what it is. You got to take care of yourself. That's the bottom line. When you get to this part of the season, you really need to take care of yourself physically. You know, mentally as best you can. I know a lot of teams have, you know, mental coaches and they have people that you can talk to, you know, positive, you know, thinking and reinforcing, all that kind of stuff. That's all great. But you've got to take care of your body. And so that's really what it is. You know, you play the game, you go get something to eat, and you get yourself to bed and get ready to go for the next day. That's it's really simple. And, you know, if you do that, you give yourself the best chance. If you don't, you are really going to drag.
All right, what advice do you have for Guardian fans about the rest of the season then? Because I told you I'm a little bit nutso, but, you know, it's one game at a time, and there's a part of me that I was having a conversation with somebody last night. I'm like, as much as I want to be mad or aggravated that they've lost, you know, 5 out of the last 6 games, it does seem like I didn't expect any of this year. I figured they'd be a middle-of-the-road team that would scuffle and that would be able to maybe give some teams some challenges as we look forward to the next season. But, you know, the part of me says just enjoy the ride, and sometimes I think that's hard for fans.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is. There are no complete teams. There are no complete teams. And every team, including the ones that have far surpassed, you know, the others as far as record goes, and
uh-oh, we lose you?
No, I'm trying to figure out where I am, and it's Uber.
Is the Uber guy think you're crazy, by the way?
Yes, he does. Okay. Yes, he does. 100%. And I think he's dropping me off not where I'm supposed to be.
Okay, well, make sure you get to the right spot.
Well, we will. It's got to be here, right? Okay. I'll figure it out. Thank you.
Do you want us to let you go?
No, it's fine.
Tell this guy Cleveland. Sure. Tell this guy thank you on behalf of the city of Cleveland. We appreciate him letting you do the show.
I am closer to where I'm supposed to be. I don't think I'm there yet. This does not look like where I'm supposed to be. But whatever, I'm closer. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh no, there really are no complete teams. So even the teams with the really good records have deep flaws. They all do. And so they are going to go through some stretches where you're like, wow, what has happened to this team? That's true of everybody. You know, you can turn around, look at Philadelphia. They've gone through a couple of stretches like that. All these teams with these great records, the Dodgers. You know, the Dodgers now finally, I think they have a 4-game lead in the West. But there was a time that they weren't playing particularly very good baseball. And so, you know, that's just going to be true of everybody. For me, I think that you look at the effort level. You look at the energy of the team, and maybe if you're not at the game, you can't really feel that. But you look at the energy. How do these guys take their positions in between innings? Are they walking out? Are they running out? Is there a bounce in their step? You know, I always look for stuff like that, you know, obviously calling these games and being at the game. So I look for the energy level of the team, and I look at the effort level of the team. Are they busting it every time? Are they playing with a sense of urgency? Those are things to look for. If you see a team without a bounce in its step, and you see a team playing without a sense of urgency, and the effort level isn't quite where you think it should be, then it's time to worry. If that's not the case, then you're going to be fine.
All right, buddy, week zero of the college football season this weekend. We are back. We are here. There's a lot of Nebraska playoff buzz. How are you feeling?
Oh, well, listen, get to a bowl, okay? Get to a bowl first. I will tell you this. I was really optimistic the first season of Scott Frost when he took over because I thought that was a no-doubt, no-brainer hire, and it was going to pay off. And obviously it turned out to be a complete dumpster fire. So, I say this with some hesitancy, but I do feel more optimistic about Nebraska football than I have in a long time. I think Matt Rhule, and just reading stories and looking behind the scenes and following him as closely as I do, he is really building this program the right way. And they have a chance to be a pretty good team. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy with, playoff talk or anything like that. They're not going to get anywhere near the playoff, but they could certainly surprise some teams, and they could be a team where midway through the year you're like, whoa, where'd they come from? I mean, there's a lot of talent there, and it's just going to depend, like everything else, on their quarterback. And they've got Dylan Raiola, Dominic's son, who was, the top quarterback recruit in the nation that's going to be there, but he's also a true freshman. So, we'll see how that all plays out, but they do have a chance to be sneaky good.
Yeah, I kind of in some ways, like, I remember thinking back to when, the AL Central was made, and it was no longer, and I know I sound old, but when it was no longer the AL East and the AL West, and that I finally felt like I could go into a season where the Indians would have a chance to make the playoffs. Do you kind of feel that way from a – because Nebraska is one of those teams that's like probably should be on the bubble for trying to be able to at least compete for one of those spots in the playoffs. I mean, most of the Big Ten should be there, right? And so, I think there's got to be new hope for some of these college football teams that felt like they had no chance of ever making the playoffs when it was just four teams.
Yeah, well
– do you feel a little bit of that or no?
Feel a little bit of what?
Of optimism. Optimism that maybe you wouldn't have had before.
With Nebraska in particular?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I feel optimistic. Listen, they haven't been to a bowl game in forever. I want to see them get to a bowl game. They're not going to challenge for one of those spots in the playoff. I mean, even though it's expanded playoff, they're not at that level yet. I wouldn't think. If they did, that would blow me away. I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. They're supposed to win like eight games this year, but I do think there's this optimism. Hey, B.A., we got to roll. I'm sorry, bro. Hey, have a great trip. And
by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to tell you. I got within, here we go. Okay, I was 2.5 miles away from the Equinox. I get out of the car. And I realize at this point I am 1.1 miles away. So they got me a little bit closer.
I mean, you're a smidge closer. You could start your workout with a run.
Well, this would have been nice to knock out this interview while I was walking because, I don't know why the guy took me where he did, but it's nowhere near where I need to be.
That's it.
So that's great.
All right, give a bad review.
Well, wave at the Big Ten Power UCLA for us.
I'm 1.5 miles away from there. I'm going to walk it, and I will text you guys when I get there.
All right, we'll let everyone know you got there safe. Thanks, B.A.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thanks.
Right, see you, brother. Thanks.
Brian Anderson on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Sunday's going to get a little humid, but next 2 days, man, that's good grilling. Take the smart speaker out with you and enjoy us next to the grill. We'll have a good time.
Can I air a grievance while we're doing this?
It's never stopped us in before.
Why do you think Jeff gets mad at me when I do the weather at the beginning of the show? Or do you think he just knows it irritates me? We're pulling back the curtain now, aren't we?
I think it's a mix of a couple things. I think one of them is that I think he's playing along.
Oh, okay. Well, I think some of it is that. I feel better.
I think some of it is that he thinks that's his role on this is to get slightly grumpy over things like this.
Over me just telling you to say it's going to be a great weekend to be out and about.
I think the other part of it is he thinks the weather is up to the individual person if they care or not. That maybe that's an individual choice. Do I care about the weather? Do I not care about the weather? He wants to leave that to the people.
15 seconds of weather, that bothers you?
Yep. You're not leaving it to the people. There are people out there. They don't need you to tell them. They know.
Well,
they know.
No, they don't know.
They know.
You think everybody knows what's coming up in the weather?
How many people have these things?
Yeah, I know
these
they
massive
have those,
bricks
still,
that we all carry into our pockets.
So let's go back to the real question.
Okay.
How many people would rather be lazy to go, this is a perfect night for high school football. It's going to be in the high 60s, 70s, whatever. I don't even know what it's going to be tonight. But
I mean, we've even hit the point now that you could just like – Now, I don't know why in the hell mine thinks I'm in Mexico right now, but alas.
Yeah, see, exactly.
I do one swipe of my phone and some weather is here. Now that weather's in Mexico.
Weather is the is the ultimate conversation. It is. It always is. It affects everything.
That is such bottom line conversation that you are having with someone that you're like so 50-50 with is, ah, what a lovely day we're having.
Hey, nice outside. Oh, it's nice, right?
That is just...
You can always start a weather conversation.
It's just rock bottom.
Somebody might look at you like you're a complete idiot, but that's okay. Like yesterday, I walked outside and I was like, oh man, it is so nice out here. And the other people looked at me and they're like, yeah, you're right. And I just walked on by.
Rock bottom small talk. That's what that is.
Yeah, but weather is important. Everyone wants to know what they need to wear, right?
Well, yeah, you
do. I need a jacket? Do I not need a jacket?
You can figure that
especially
out.
Especially here, this isn't Anaheim where it's 78 degrees every day and they don't get any rain, and you know they don't need a tarp for their baseball
field. And everybody's
field.
Getting lost in Ubers.
This is Cleveland where we're like, oh, what's it going to be like in the afternoon? It's going to snow. Wait a minute, it's August. It's going to snow. You know something weird's going to happen, right? It's the bottom line conversation on everything. I don't know. I just think it's important.
Feels like rock bottom small talk. I wonder if that plays into it for him too. Where he's like, maybe Jeff's offended because he thinks you have a deeper relationship and you're bringing up the weather. Maybe that's that.
I just think weather is important. That's all. And it's going to be a perfect night for high school football tonight, right? We're not expecting any bad weather because you know as time moves on here that we'll get wind, we'll get rain, we'll get snow, we'll get it all. I mean, I think I've sat through everything. I don't know. I kind of just look at it that way, and I just always want to know what the weather is, and I think other people do too. So Jeff's not here, so on him. He can come back at me on Monday if he wants to for that one.
He won't. Anyway, so everybody's flawed. After talking to BA, do you...
I think he's right. When it comes to Major League Baseball, I think you're right. I do think that there's one thing that gives me a little bit of hope coming back from a trip that was brutal. I mean, you got one win on that trip. And now all of a sudden, everyone, like Twins, Royals are both two games behind you in the standings. And you know you've got Texas and you've got a bunch of games with Kansas City with Pittsburgh packed into that kind of sandwich in there. There is one thing that gives me a lot of hope that this team has not run out of gas, because I think some people will think that they've run out of gas at this point. They've been very good at home. They're 38-20 at home. They're one game over 500 on the road. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the magic of the Cuyahoga River water that comes through the faucets through the ballpark over there, and it splashes down victory for them. But playing at home has made a difference for this team. The other part that I look at, too, that makes you think is it slip sliding away is that I think they were like a 97 or 98% chance of making the playoffs just like 4 or 5 days ago. Now they're a 91% chance of making the playoffs. And as the tighter the Central gets, the more folks are like, oh, I wonder if this is slipping away. I don't know what your expectations are for this team. Do I think this team can win a World Series? No, I don't. I don't think this is a World Series championship team.
All right, let me sell you the other direction.
Okay.
So this team could win a World Series, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
I don't know. Did you see them play the Yankees?
Well, the reason that I say that is because the last... I mean, gosh, 100 years, we could say, but it's especially been under a magnifying glass the last like 4 or 5 years since they put in the extra playoff spots. You get into that dance, boy, it is a free-for-all. Like, it's really turned into two seasons because you get into the playoffs.
Are we doing the Arizona conversation from last year?
This is the Arizona conversation. Okay. This is the Washington National conversation. This is the Kansas City Royal conversation. This is the Texas Ranger conversation. This has become such a free-for-all now that you get in there and all you need are 3 hot bats, a hot starter, and 4 hot relievers. What does this team have? 3 hot bats, a starter who can get hot, and 3 hot relievers.
You need more than one starter to survive in the playoffs, though. You know that. You need 3. Even the teams, they got 3 hot starters. It didn't matter what team they were. And as long as you can do that...
All right, 2 hot starters. I'll give you that one. 2 hot starters.
I mean, to be honest, you know you'd like to have 4, but you need... I just think you need 3. You can survive with 2.
Yeah.
But that's
where we are now. Like, that's become the playoffs. Is it, you're looking at your starters. You're going, okay, here's the ball. Go give me 4. I just need 4. And then I'm going to turn it over to this bullpen of fire-breathing dragons. And we're going to go from there. And that's become the playoffs. And so, heck yeah, they can win a World Series. And that's not me putting on blue and red colored glasses. That's just the truth of Major League Baseball.
Okay, so are we saying, though, but I bet I could say 216-474-0092, and I'll get half a dozen calls that'll tell you this isn't a playoff team.
Oh, hell no. Of course they're going to, but they're a playoff team with sure. They've got the record to prove it. Even if they find themselves in a situation where they're a wild card team, this is a playoff team. And the minute you get into
that, do you think Minnesota and Kansas City can jump them in the Central? Do you think Minnesota and Kansas City can jump them in the Central?
Maybe Minnesota, but boy, we're waiting for the next injury out of them. I mean, that team can't stay healthy. So it's just, okay, who's going to get hurt next? Kansas City, I don't think they got the arms to get it done. It's going to be close, though. Bobby Wood Jr. is so
right now. We are the tightest race. We are the tightest race in baseball. I know the American League East. The Orioles are only a game and a half back, but that's it. That's one team chasing. The Guardians have both the Twins and the Royals chasing them at two. No one else is even close. The next closest race is the NL West, where Arizona's four games back and the Padres are four and a half. Like, I'd feel so much better looking at the standings right now if they were where they were just at the beginning of this trip, where they were like four and a half up before they went on the trip. I feel like some of it slips sliding away, and it's not.
All right, that's the second time you made that reference. Was that because Paul Simon was sitting in the crowd?
Oh, was he? I didn't know that. No, I'm just saying, I just feel like there's a part of me that's concerned, but every time I think that, they come back home and then something great happens or something really, really good happens. And, you know, here's Texas. Texas is 10.5 back on the Astros, so you have to kind of ask yourself, okay, what's Texas got going into this thing? They've won 4 out of their last 10 games, so they've dropped 6 out of 10 going into this. They won their last game coming in, but they're also, 10 games under 500. Here's a chance to be at home, have some good crowds at home. The crowds have been great on the weekends at home, and to build and to just kind of get away from and separate from the Twins and the Royals. I know I should look at the standings and go, well, they have a 91% chance of making the playoffs right now and feel good about it. I don't because you don't even know who's starting, and you got two games on Monday and you're still concerned on your pitchers who are going to be TBA. And I also worry about the top of the lineup. When the top of the lineup's not, like, we've all been able to live with the bottom of the lineup not being able to hit, but when the top of the lineup starts to struggle, then you start to wonder, and the Grim Reaper starts to crawl into your head going, oh boy, has this been fool's gold all season, or is this really a team that can make the playoffs and maybe do some damage the way Dan just kind of laid it out in a very optimistic way? 216-474-0092, that's the number to call. Nick Shook, NFL.com, is going to join us at 1 o'clock.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You know, you've been hanging with this baseball team all summer, and they provided a very, very entertaining product, I think, throughout the summer. But yet right now, all that goodwill, all those good things that you were seeing kind of went flat on this last road trip when they lost, 5 out of 6 games. So something's got to turn around. I feel good about them being back home. I kind of feel good about this series against Texas. I don't know what awaits them on the other side of this, knowing that all those games are against Kansas City. Look, we could be sitting here in, what, 10 days, 15 days, and they could roll right through Kansas City, and you'll look at that and you'll be like, oh, I feel so much better. I was a little worried there. They hit the dog days of summer.
Giving them the wave. See ya.
See ya. Peace.
It was fun. We'll talk to you in April.
I just don't have that complete confidence in this team and where they're going right now. And I think some of it's natural. I mean, look, you got a rookie manager, and I know he had a great start, but right now he's got pressure on him to make right decisions in crucial situations. Like, I love the way that he played against New York when they won in extra innings. I'm like, yeah, there's a young guy that's willing to go for it. It's going to do whatever it takes to go out and get it. But when it was all said and done, they lost the series. And I don't know if you – and the way they hit the last two games, it doesn't matter, right? I'm glad they grabbed the one win while they had the opportunity. Otherwise, the Twins and Royals are breathing down your neck even more. So I'm appreciative of the fact they got that one win. But you're back home. You're a good team at home. You're 18 games over 500 at home. You need to show it on this series.
You got a team that's coming into town that's meh at best, I think would be the polite way to say it.
Although people are looking at us as Matt right now, too. So, true?
No. You're in better shape than Texas is. I mean, Texas is having a conversation about offloading players that they may have to pay next season to do the old Angels thing, which is how you got Lucas Giolito and Matt Moore and Ronaldo Lopez last season. Like, the Rangers are having that conversation right now. So, for all you know, you could have one group that you're going to go up against, and then on Saturday, a whole bunch of those guys could be on waivers, and you could see a whole bunch of kids that you've never heard of before in your life. Like, the Rangers are in a really funky place, and yeah, you need to win. You got to play the teams in front of you, and if you can't hit, you're not beating anybody. But here's an opportunity to get you back on track. Here's an opportunity to get rolling once again.
I see it. All right, let's see what you think. Because, again, I'm kind of in that, you know how you were, like, limbo about Deshaun Watson playing tomorrow? That's where I am with the Guardians right now. And I want to believe.
Are you numb?
Yeah, I'm numb.
Oh, no.
I'm numb. I want to believe. And they've got a chance to make it so I'm not numb, right? It's all right there in front of them. Just go take care of business. Rob's in a car. Hey, Rob.
All right, Rob.
Hey, fellas, I love the conversation. I appreciate you guys so much. I've been watching the team when Shane Bieber went down and then McKenzie went down. I was like, oh, God, here we go. And I've had so much fun watching them up until the last, like, since the All-Star break. And it seems like it's last year all over again, all those guys in the outfield trying to do their Miles Straw imitation. The guy they picked up is, I saw him, one of his at-bats in New York just looked like I would have done, you know, flailing at the ball on the third strike. It just, I hope that they can turn it around, and even if they can just keep pace to the end and be there at the end, it'll be a good season. But it just seems like shades of last year to me, and you know, they're just, you know, the 10 or 15 points on their batting averages up and down the order that they've dropped over the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's really coming out in a bunch of these shutouts and stuff. It's not been fun to watch.
Rob, thank you. Pretty sure he was talking about Lane Thomas there for a second, but yeah, Thomas had that big hit in the one win. So I don't know. I like his attitude. I kind of like the guy. I want him to succeed. But
he's a really good dude.
And I thought, you know, the hit that he got against New York was just a giant, you know, like, sigh of relief for him, and that maybe you kind of ease into it a little bit. I think it's not that he's not trying.
No.
You know?
Oh, gosh, no. He's just not producing. I mean, he is definitely in some kind of a prolonged slump right now that needs to get solved as fast as humanly possible, because you brought that guy in here to draw walks, to play, you know, hit some doubles, to play a fine outfield defense, steal some bags, all that stuff. He came in to be the reinforcement and reinvigorate this team. And he hasn't been that. He's come in to be a wonderful human being, which is what he is, but a guy who's not producing. And you don't need more of those. You've already decided that catcher isn't going to be one of those positions, and you decided that shortstop is going to be a defense-first position too.
I don't know. I'm just looking at those last two games. Would you have one hit yesterday and four the day before?
It's not good, Bob.
No, it's not.
It's not good,
let's
Bob.
Go to Paul in Cleveland Heights. Hi, Paul. How are
all
you?
Hi, right, Paul.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah, hey.
Hi. Hey, Andy, two things. Guardians and opening night of high school football. Are you going to the Heights game tonight?
I am not. I have a different game I'll be going to, but I keep my eye on everything they do. Trust me. I'm on my. I've got my ear to the ground on everything that's going on. We should have a good season there, the Tigers. So,
real quickly, the last thing on that is Marquise Davis got robbed for Mr. Football last year. You know that, right?
Yeah, no, I've had that conversation with plenty of people. Yep. Plenty of people.
And as far as Guardians, I agree with BA when he says that most of the decisions are in game. A lot of the in game decisions are being called from up above.
Yeah, that's
what he said. Analytics and all that.
Well, he's just saying that they're all predetermined before they even get there, so that it's not like there's a phone call throughout the game going, "Oh, you need to pull him now." That was already determined before they even walked out of the dugout or out of the clubhouse.
And they made it clear when they hired Stephen Vogt that he would have plenty of support, including Terry Francona as an advisor. Isn't he like still an advisor for the team?
Yeah, we don't talk about it a lot, but he is still around.
So. All right, Andy. I'll check with you later, man.
All right, go get Trotwood tonight. Big one. You got to root for me. I'll yell for you.
All right.
Thanks, man.
All right,
Paul in Cleveland Heights. I love our little sidebar, Cleveland. I'm sure that there are people that are listening like, I cannot stand to hear another word about Cleveland Heights and Kelsey and then Baskin. Just shut up. Shut up. There are other schools out there. I get it. I understand that. But you got to understand that when I get a phone call like that, it's a bonding period
for
me.
It's a community.
I got to hang on to it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like riding the Harley Davidson and having to give the handshake.
Trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the gold. Is it a gold black? Is it a black jacket I'm getting or a gold jacket? I wonder what do you think?
I mean, I have no idea. But again, I am offering to
Jeff and I. Do you want
Jeff
to help write the speech?
To write the speech.
Oh, you want to write the speech?
Oh, we'll do it.
All right.
We'll give you the speech going in. Jeff and I will do it. It'll be a good time. Mm. And we'll bring Meredith in, too. That'll be a good time.
All right.
Everybody gets a chunk of the speech.
All right. You're going to write my Hall of Fame speech for me? A lot of pressure on me. Next month.
Oh, no.
I think
you'll
be fine.
We're not writing it for you. Oh. We're writing it for us to give on behalf of you.
Oh, you're going to do like my intro speech? Oh, so like if this was the Canton Hall of Fame.
Yes.
The introduction speech.
Yeah, that is correct.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys talked about this already?
Oh, no. I'm volunteering Jeff and I.
Oh, okay.
It might be 85% roast, but, you know, that 15% of us being nice is going to be really good.
Dan is doing something called voluntelling us what to do.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
He has voluntold.
I am or he is?
Dan
is voluntelling. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll record it. We'll play the speech back on the air. It'll be outstanding.
I think it'll be available on YouTube, so I'm very excited about
85%
that.
85% roast, 15% us being nice.
It cannot be. I cannot get roasted any more than giving the graduation speech at Kent State. Can I? Is that possible?
I think it's always possible to be roasted more.
You think so?
I think so.
Now I'm going to have to worry about every word I say in the speech. Now I'm very concerned.
Did I get you stressed out for no reason? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. If I thank you guys, will you not rip me as much?
Listen, I can always be bought and sold with a really good cup of coffee. So.
Oh, that's easy then. Okay. I'm not going to have to worry about that. Phelps is going to be all over. You know what's coming.
Yeah.
Right?
You'd have to buy him off with Barberton chicken. If he came in with a big thing of Barberton chicken, I think he'd leave you alone. Me, I don't know if I could be bought off. Yeah, I can. Six-pack will solve any problem.
Mike is in Solon. Mike, get me out of this, will you please? Hi, Mike.
Hey, hi, tight.
Are you high tight? Tight? Oh, tight? Or you just wanted to hear me say it?
Yes, high tie, dude. I saw Heights play when he went to the state finals in 75. I'll go back to Lloyd Franklin. I'm all down with the black and gold.
Mark Sack was in the studio the other day, by the way. Yes.
Sack was friends with Bud.
They're very good friends. Yes. Yeah. I think they were in each other's wedding or they introduced.
I am the insider. You know I'm the insider. All the time, don't I just drop knowledge when I call?
Mike, I'm truly impressed.
Hey, yes. Let me tell you something.
This feels like we're putting rubber ducks on jeans.
I'm not allowed on the Ken Carmen show and get the dude on the 3-7 show. The producer won't let me on there either.
Keith?
It's an electronic child square, and my voice is being cut off. But this is what I want to say about the Guardians.
Go for it.
Totally different team at home. Totally different even home.
Yeah.
If they get an early home run or, like, they steal a run, like, with aggressive base running, they'll get the crowd in it. And we're home for 10 games. I'm just hoping that Eovaldi doesn't shut us down, like totally shut us down.
All right, so you have new, you have optimism. It's not slip sliding away. That's what you're saying to me right now.
No.
Long course, false sign.
I mean, they're totally, aren't they way different at home? Don't they play way different
at
home?
Yes, they're almost schizophrenic in this.
But I know, never seen it with baseball.
Yeah, they've got to get the bats going, though.
But they draw an energy of the crowd. Like, when they get that little Jose chant going, or, like, they can tell, like, the crowd feeds on it. They pick the rally moments now. It's like, because, I don't know, people have been going to so many games this year, I think that they've caught up, but we'll see. And like he said, Texas is a train wreck.
I hope so. All right, keep your eye on your Solon comments there, Mike. Keep an eye on that Sanders game.
High tie. What are you talking about?
You live in Solon, though. You got to have a little bit of Solon pride there. You got to have a little Solon. They got to... pretty sneaky sophomore quarterback there, Jack Sanders, the kid's name. Sneaky. Sneaky good.
Good to know. Sneaky I'll keep that fast. In the back of my head.
Keep that. You're going to want to write that down.
Enjoy the Harley handshakes as you keep going.
Write that down somewhere. You're going to want to remember that. Nick Shook, NFL.com. He's next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.